Bridget took center stage. "Just how many people in Silver Lake do you really think are going to Alaska, Parker? One? Maybe two? Do you really think that's worthy of a spot on Winnie's menu?" With a dismissive flick of her hand and the dramatic wince that invariably followed, the woman uncrossed her swollen ankles and readied her stout frame to stand. "Fortunately for Winnie, one of us brought along our creativity this afternoon. As a result, I predict my couch potato candy will be a crowd favorite in no time."
"No one likes potato candy, Bridget."
Mr. Nelson rubbed Lovey behind the ears and then scrunched up his nose again.
"Have you ever had potato candy, Winnie girl?"
"I can't say that I have."
"Do yourself a favor and keep it that way."
This time, when he gestured toward Winnie's notebook, he used his non-cat rubbing finger.
"How about something for a flu, or when you're feeling all hot and achy?"
"Hot? From a flu." "That's it! Mr. Nelson, you're a genius." Mr. Nelson puffed out his chest with pride.
"Aw, Winnie, you shouldn't."
"You're right. She shouldn't." Bridget yanked the hem of her housecoat across the top of her vein-ridden upper shin and then pinned Winnie with an indignant stare. "You're calling Parker a genius?" "Yes. A rescue squad surely needs something for someone with the flu." Winnie recovered her pen from its resting spot beside one of Mr. Nelson's captured pawns, slipped off the cap, and began to write. "Lava hot fever cupcakes," or no, I'll make it "lava hot fever mini bundt cakes," and they can come in all sorts of varieties: dark chocolate, milk chocolate, white chocolate, whatever the customer wants. A quick flash of his tongue in Bridget's direction was followed by yet another puff of Mr. Nelson's chest and a slow nod at Winnie.
"Unlike potato candy, that's something folks would actually want to eat, isn't it, Winnie girl?"
Bridget scooted forward on the rocker, rose to her feet with nary a grunt or groan, and turned, hands on hips. "I declare you insufferable, Parker Nelson."
"Declare?"
"You sit there, playing chess with yourself for hours on end and..." "Wait," Winnie said, waving her hands between the pair. "Say that again, please." Bridget removed her left hand from her hip and used it to point at the man seated in front of her. "Gladly. You are insufferable, Parker Nelson."
"Did we really need to hear that again?"
Mr. Nelson asked, peering around Bridget to afford a better view of Winnie.
"My hearing aid is on full volume."
Again, Winnie waved her hands. "No, no, not that part. The other part, about declaring."
"Oh, right."
Bridget narrowed her eyes on the cat-stealing elderly man.
"I declare you insufferable, Parker Nelson."
"I declare," Winnie repeated.
"Yes, I declares."
Bridget slid her irritation onto Winnie.
"What do you declare?"
"I don't know."
"Anything."
Powered by another burst of enthusiasm, Winnie turned the page of her notebook and began to write. A pregnancy, an engagement, a promotion, anything.
"I don't understand."
She looked up from her latest menu addition and gave in to the smile she felt building inside her chest.
"Eclairs. Only I'll call them I declares.
The customer can decide what they're declaring." Mr. Nelson hooked his index finger underneath Lovey's chin and gently guided the cat's sleepy eyes up and onto his own.
"How can you hiss at someone who smiles like that, you silly girl?"
"Because Winnie hasn't been smiling like that these last few days," Bridget said. "She's been quiet. Too quiet, if you ask me. Maybe her sciatic nerve is acting up. I get quiet when mine is acting up."
"Can you let me know when that's happening? Because I'll need to hit the store for some blankets before all them folks in hell snatch 'em all up."
Mr. Nelson slapped the side of his leg and...